The Jenny Sims program with the Bombardiers, Edgar Fairchild and his orchestra, and the greatest guest stars in the world. Tonight, it's Naval ROTC cadet Jim Hardy, quarterback of the Trojans who made football history in the Rose Bowl on New Year's Day. Also, Private First Class Richard Lockman, one of the...
Duffy, that feud's just on the surface. Sure, down underneath they hate each other. Well, Alan's jealous, you see, because Benny steals all his stuff. Why, sure. Alan was cheap long before Benny. Hey, look, Duffy, I'm just thinking. St. Patrick's Day is coming up. What about a guy like Alan to MC the pig roast? Huh? Not enough contrast, huh? Well, I don't know. Maybe we could distinguish them. Maybe we could get Alan to wear a blue suit. Okay, I'll talk to him about it. So long, Duffy.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Duffy's. Come in and meet Finnegan, Eddie the Waiter, Miss Duffy, Ben Avenuha, Peter Van Steeden and his orchestra, our special guest tonight, Fred Allen, and Archie himself, Ed Gardner. Brought to you by two products that will pay you to remember. Minute Rub when you have a cold, Sal Hepatica when you need a laxative. Minute Rub, Sal Hepatica.
Hey, Eddie.
Yes, sir.
Eddie, you want to hear a real funny joke?
No.
An absent-minded professor slammed his wife and kissed the door goodbye.
Okay, I'd like to hear a joke.
Look, Eddie, I'm rehearsing to be one of them. What do you call them guys that tell jokes like the one I just told?
A ghoul?
No, a monogamist. I'm learning these gags so when Fred Allen gets here, we can bandage a few ab-libs at each other.
You gonna be pitching or catching?
Eddie, you never heard me at a party. Honest to goodness, every place I go to, people say, "That Archie, what a convulsion." Yeah, wait till me and Alan gets together. Boy, it'll be a real battle of wits.
The trouble with this battle is he's got you outnumbered.
Listen, Eddie, I got just as many intelligence as he has. Especially with somebody helping me.
Huh?
Well, for instance, say me and Alan are standing here, throwing witty sisms at each other. Now, somebody might ask me, why does a chicken cross the street?
Who might ask you?
You might.
Why might I?
Because you might want Sunday off.
Yeah, I might at that, huh?
Now, why does a chicken cross the street?
Because there's a rooster on the other side.
Eddie, you ask the questions. I give the answers. That is, if you want Sundays off.
What happens if I don't ask you the question?
Then you get Sunday, Monday, and always.
Well, shake hands with a straight man.
Okay.
George.
Oh, hiya, Finnegan.
Hey, Archie, it's Fred Allen here. I'm dying to see him.
Do you know him, Finnegan?
No.
No? Well, do you listen to his program?
No.
Then why are you so anxious to meet him?
I always like to make new friends.
Well, Finnegan, why don't you listen to him sometime?
Maybe I will. When is he on?
He's on Sunday nights.
Oh, I can't, Dodge. Sunday night, my father listens to the Texaco show.
Finnegan, that is the show that Fred Allen is on.
Dodge, just that, Arch. How can me and my father both listen? It's on the same station.
Yeah, that would be tough at that one. Why don't you listen some Sunday night when your father ain't home?
I even tried that, but I just tuned in at the finish of the program. When the announcer said, "Tune in the same time next Sunday."
Well, did you tune in the same time next Sunday?
Yep, and once again, they were just finishing. Hey, Arch, what does this Fred Allen do?
Oh, he's a comedian. He tells jokes.
For instance?
Oh, for instance, he says, why is a streetcar like a woman?
What else does he do?
Finnegan, you're supposed to ask me.
To ask you what?
Why is a streetcar like a woman? Finnegan, ask me.
So why should I ask you? You don't know. You just ask me.
Oh, forget it, will you, Finnegan? Miss Duffy, maybe you'll do me a favor, huh?
I can't, Archie. I'm too busy.
You're too busy?
Certainly. Here it is the fourth day of leap year already, and I haven't got my circulars printed yet.
Circulars? Miss Duffy, is that in good taste?
In very good taste. They're printed in old English type.
Well, in that case, maybe you'll get an old Englishman. Oh, boy, I'll murder that, Alan. Leap year, huh? Have you found any suckers yet?
Well, there's just one fella. Goldsworthy Harker Road.
Gesundheit.
Thank you.
Goldsworthy, where did you meet Goldsworthy?
In a restaurant. He wrote me a note on the back of the menu.
So then what?
So then I wrote him a note.
You mean you picked up a guy just like that?
I did not pick him up. I just told you we corresponded first.
Oh, I forgot that. Well, then what happened?
Well, he invited me for an automobile ride in the country. And he wanted to borrow Papa's car.
Oh, well, did you go with him?
Of course not. He was a total stranger. Do you think I trust a total stranger with Papa's car?
Well, don't worry, Miss Duffy. There's still 361 days left in leap year. Hey, Danny Seymour, you are very lax.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, you know what Harry Von Zell would have said when I said leap year.
What?
Well, he would have said, leap is the time of the year when people get colds.
Oh, that's pretty corny, isn't it, Archie?
Yeah, but Von Zell's that way. How would you go about it?
Well, I'd point out that even though this is a new year, there's certainly nothing new about the colds that brought many of us. Same old stopped-up nose, same old aching feeling in your muscles. Well, why not get after those annoying cold symptoms with something modern? Minute Rub, famous chest rub. Just massage it briskly on your back and chest. Yes, that's all you do. And soon, in fact, even before you finish, you feel a gratifying sensation of warmth as Minute Rub begins to soothe the discomfort and tightness caused by your cold.
And meanwhile, Minute Rub gives off active menthol vapors that help relieve that stuffed-up feeling in your nose and throat.
Minute Rub won't harm clothes or linens. It's greaseless, stainless, seems to disappear as you rub it on. So get after your cold symptoms with this nationally famous chest rub that takes only a minute to use, that helps bring such fast relief. Minute Rub, M-I-N-I-T-R-U-B. Minute Rub. And now, folks, we present the new singing star of Duffy's, Benny Venuta, who before she sings, rubs her throat religiously with Minute Rub.
Archie, what goes on here?
Oh, I'll do better for you, Benny. Please, Danny. ladies and gentlemen, we now have the great honor of presenting that distinguished female vocal chanteuse, the singing vocalist of such vocal hits on Broadway as By Jupiter, Kiss the Boys Goodbye, and et cetera, et cetera, and et cetera. Tonight she vocalizes a song she made famous. Everything I Got Belongs to You, Miss Benny Venuta. Better, Benet?
Oh, yes.
That's fine. Everything else satisfactory? You like your dressing room?
Yes, except that I have to get out every time somebody wants to use the telephone.
Oh, we'll have that fixed immediately. Eddie, put an out of order sign on Miss Venuta's dressing room. Go ahead and sing, Benet.
To give you dirty looks, I have words that do not come from children's books. There's a trick with a knife I'm learning to do, and everything I've got belongs to you. I've a powerful anesthesia in my fist, and the perfect wrist to give your neck a twist. There are hammerlock holes, I've mastered a few, and everything I've got belongs to you. Share for share, share alike, you get struck each time I strike. You for me for me, I'll give you plenty of nothing. I'm not yours for better, but for worse. And I've
I've learned to give the well-known witch's curse. I've a terrible tongue, a temper for two, and everything I've got belongs to you. Don't stamp your foot at me, that's impolite. To stamp your foot at me is not quite right. All I discover is you're not so fine. I fear my lover is a swine. You're a living proof that Frank Buck's still alive. You haven't brains enough for any child of five. But I'll never let go. You'll never be free till everything you've got belongs. Everything you've got belongs. Everything you've got belongs to me.
Feel the sawdust falling out of your mouth, huh? May I say that when television comes in, you'll be a big star?
Oh, thank you, Archie.
It's a lucky thing television ain't here now.
Why not, Miss Duffy?
Look what's coming in the door.
Fred Allen. Alan, Duffy's is indeed prideful to have its portholes preempted by such an unmitigated personage as your distinct itself.
Dr. Fadiman, I presume.
Well, Fred, I'm glad you're surprised to find out. I bet you're surprised to find out I ain't no bum, huh?
I'm sure I'm going to be, Archie, yes. Yeah. You're looking ahead a little. So this is the famous Duffy's, eh?
Yeah, this is it. What do you think of it, then?
Well, I have been in a lot of dumps, Archie. But frankly, this joint is to architecture what Jack Benny is to the human race. Who is responsible for the decor here?
The decor?
Capital D, decor.
Yeah. Oh, I am responsible.
South
decor. With that little narrow nose, I didn't think you'd smell it. But tell me, what do you think of the decorating? What do you think of that wallpaper job?
The wallpaper? It looks as though the one-arm paper hanger still has the hives, Archie.
Mr. Allen, I personally hung that wallpaper myself.
Well, you couldn't have picked a better paper.
Well, thank you very much.
Yes, sir, there's nothing like the New York Times. And, Archie, I must say that you showed good judgment in putting the obituary column next to the kitchen there.
Thank you. And look at the rest of them antiques. Duncan Fife cuspidors.
Barely see those.
Look at them Chippendale tables. Genuine oil paintings. That one up there, by the way, is a portrait of Duffy, the proprietor himself.
Say, he looks like Sitting Bull looked before he sat down, doesn't he? And these cracks in the wall, Archie, what are these? Air conditioning for the termites?
Mr. Allen, Duffy's does not cater to termites.
You mean even termites refuse to eat in here?
Please, no cracks about the food. We may not serve partridge on peasant, but food is very nourishing.
It's nourishing, eh?
Do you know who eats here?
Who?
Frank Sinatra.
That I can believe. He is a real disciple of malnutrition.
Yes, sir, and he's got us to thank for it. Yeah, a lot of big shots eat here. You see that guy over there? That's Crud-Faced Clifford, the safe cracker.
Yeah.
Strictly Park Avenue.
Oh, a Ritz cracker, hey?
Yeah, a great dynamite man. Very delicate artist, too. I have seen Crud-Faced take a pinch of TNT and open a can of sardines.
And when the can of sardines were opened, there were the little sardines laying there with that joke alongside.
With eggs.
That reminds me, I knew a safecracker once, Archie. One Halloween, purely as a prank, mark you, I put a little bicarbonate of soda in with his nitroglycerin.
What happened?
That night, don't anticipate. You heard it the first show. Now you're laughing before we get here.
Well, I put
a little bicarbonate of soda in his nitroglycerin, and that night, for the first time in history, a bank burped.
It must have been very embarrassing. A bank naturally couldn't say, pardon me.
No, it was just one of those corny exchange banks, you know.
Couldn't have been no cornier exchange than this.
Oh, Mr. Allen.
Well, as I live and breathe, if it isn't Archie, what is it?
This is Miss Duffy, Fred. And take a tip, watch out.
Well, what do you mean, Archie?
This dame carries around a marriage license made out to her and to whom it may concern.
Miss Duffy, Archie tells me that you've entered yourself in the leap year derby for Philly.
Yeah, and the way book. She's been running, you'd think she was owned by Bing Crosby.
You two talk like I was a horse. Now, listen, Archie, if I was to tell you
little lady, don't get excited. You might pull a tendon. Save your wind for the track.
I will have you two know that I am no horse.
What do we do with her, Fred?
Well, slap a saddle on her and put her in a claiming race. I will.
That's the trouble with her. Nobody will claim her.
Oh, you.
So you're Fred Allen.
That's right. By her relatives, I'm called Portland Hoffer's husband. And you are?
Clifton Finnegan.
Clifton Finnegan.
You're Fred Allen. Uh-huh. Boy, no wonder you make so many people laugh. Look at you.
Finnegan. Please, that is ill manners.
Yeah.
Mr. Allen is not responsible for his ghastly looks.
Thank you, Archie.
That's a good trick you got.
What's that?
Talking through your nose like that. There must be hard to slip the words past your adenoids. How you do it?
I use small words. Of course, if I feel a big word coming on, I give it both nostrils. And then I push it through with hyphens on occasion. It's very simple, really.
Excuse me, Fred. Hello? Hello, Duffy. Huh? Yeah, Alan's here. The bags? Brother, has he got them. Yeah, looks like his eyes is waiting for a red cap. No, I ain't asked him about the pig roast yet. Okay, I'll approach him, Duffy. Call me back. Fred, I'll be blunt. How would you like to make a fast buck MC in a pig roast?
Sounds like a greasy buck to me, Archie. What is this, this pig roast?
Well, it's Duffy's spring semi-annual St. Patrick's Day musical and pig roast.
Sounds gala.
Oh, yeah, sure. All Irish. Now, how about you MCing it?
Now, wait a minute. Don't rush me into it. What about the salary?
$5 and all a pig you can stomach.
$5. Now, let me see. 10%. That's 50 cents goes to my agent out of the $5.
Don't forget the pig.
Don't worry. He'll be around to collect his commission in the morning.
Well, Fred, $5 ain't nothing to be sneezed at.
$5? I can make more money than that peddling Wilkie buttons to Roosevelt.
You could, huh? Just a minute. Hello? Hello, Duffy. You won't take the $5. Duffy, I don't blame that guy. He's a big radio star, a picture star, a famous stage actor. Well, how kind can we go? Well, it's a little more like it. So long.
What's the offer?
$6.50.
Well, look, is that European plan or with pig?
This American plan. You eat before you get there.
Oh, I see.
Now, Fred, when would you like to audition for this pig roast?
You mean I have to audition for this swine soiree?
Well, not for me. It's for Duffy, you know. He always chooses his own pigs and masters the ceremonies. So what do you say, Fred?
What do I say?
Yeah.
Oink.
What did you say?
I said oink.
Let me take a look at your knuckles, Fred.
$6.50.
Oh, say, Mr. Allen, didn't you once work for Sal Hepatica?
Yes, Mr. Seymour, and it looks as though I'm going to work for even less here in a minute.
Well, Mr. Allen, weren't they wonderful people to work for?
Well, now as I...
I know you loved it.
What's that? Tell me, what do you do for the Sal Hepatica people?
Go ahead, Danny, show them.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's certainly true that sometimes the best laid plans can go astray when something unexpected happens. And yet, if on a day when you've made special plans, you wake up feeling headachy because you need a laxative, don't think your plans need be upset or that it's necessary to put off taking that laxative till bedtime. Simply take Sal Hepatica Famous Saline at once. For then, speedy Sal Hepatica brings quick, gentle relief, usually within an hour. So you can see you don't have to wait till night to take the laxative needed in the morning, and consequently don't have to continue feeling miserable all day. And Sal Hepatica, don't forget, has this additional advantage.
Sparkling Sal Hepatica also helps sweeten an upset stomach by helping to reduce excess gastric acidity.
So before another day goes by, stop at your drugstore for a bottle of Sal Hepatica. Remembering this, caution, use only as directed. Then, whenever you need a laxative, morning, noon, or night, see if you don't feel better, faster, when you take gentle, speedy Sal Hepatica.
Hello, Duffy. Huh? First, you want him to fill out the questionnaire? Okay. Fred, would you mind answering some questions?
All right.
First, your name?
Fred Allen.
Uh-huh. Occupation?
Part-time gasoline salesman.
Uh-huh. Social Security?
I'm already collecting it.
Obviously. Next, any hobbies?
I can spin a yo-yo.
Can spin a... how do you spell yo-yo?
Y-O.
Well, that's just the one yo. How about the other one?
Likewise, I'm sure.
Any other talents?
Juggling.
Juggling will be handy. The MC has to wait on tables, too. Anything else?
Well, I sing and play the clarinet.
Sing and play the clarinet, huh? Excuse me. Hello? Duffy, you all ready for the audition? Well, he says he sings and plays the clarinet. Okay, listen in. Van Steeden.
Yeah?
Loan Mr. Allen to lend of a clarinet, will you?
Okay. Here you are, Mr. Allen.
Thank you. Say, isn't that strange? I have a clarinet just like this one at home. Mr. Van Steeden, didn't you used to have the band on my program?
Yep, and I quit.
Why did you quit, Pete?
Some rat swiped a clarinet.
Mm. Well, I'll see that you get this one back. Okay, Fred, leave us start the audition. What
right.
song do you think would be apropos for a pig roast?
Pig roast? How about pig roast? How about something from Porky and Bess? Or Sow Sweet You Are? Or While Strolling Through the Pork One Day?
While strolling through... Well, Duffy, don't mind what you sing, you know. As long as it's when Irish eyes are smiling.
All right.
When Irish eyes are smiling, all the world seems bright and gay. And the moon...
Hello? Just a second. Huh? Okay, Duffy. And now, Fred, for the clarinet.
But I hardly sang.
You ain't kidding. But maybe you should rest your nose a bit, huh? Leave us have the clarinet.
Well, what'll I play, Archie?
Well, I wrote a song called Leave Us Face It, We're in Love.
Archie, I heard that song. What do you want to do, turn this clarinet into a plunger?
What do you want to play?
Well, something from Oklahoma. And frankly, I wish I was there at the moment.
Uh-huh. He even plays this through his nose. If Beethoven was alive, he'd wish he was dead. Second. Hello? Stinks, huh? Look, Don't worry, it'll be over soon. Go ahead, friend.
Was that Duffy again?
No, this time it was Portland.
Oh, I see.
Go ahead. Fred, maybe... Fred, couldn't you control... The guy is berserk. He's nuts. He thinks he's spending... Just a minute. Fred. Hello? Well, he stopped, didn't he? Uh-huh. Oh, Fred, Duffy wants to talk to you.
Oh, hello. Hello, Duffy. Say, what did you... Huh? Well, I can't. It's Van Steeden's clarinet.
Duffy, well, what'd you think? Duffy, such language. Okay, I'll thank Fred for you. Hold on wire just a minute, Duffy. Look, Fred, do you know any jokes?
Well, there's one joke about the absent-minded motorist.
Maybe you'd better tell it to me first.
Clear it through you.
Yeah.
But this is an audition within an audition. Well, there was once an absent-minded motorist who sat in a bar for 3 hours in front of a stuffed olive... waiting for the red light to change. Tell the sardines to move over, huh?
Well, Duffy, what do we need a writer for? I mean, an MC. Look, don't forget these days a pig is a pretty big attraction by itself. Okay. Look, Fred.
I know, Archie. This happened to me one time in Newark with a trombone.
Well, look, Fred, don't worry. I guarantee we won't hire nobody else. We'll just take the 650 and buy a heavier pig.
Say, wait a minute, Archie. A heavy pig is pretty hard to find these days.
Well, I'll have to start looking.
Say, just a second. Does it matter if the pig comes from the Midwest?
No.
Does it matter if he wears a toupee?
Fred, you ain't suggesting...
No. I guess I'd better not spoil a high-class pig roast with him around, Archie. Good night.
Good night. Hello, Duffy. Guess what? I'm going to be on the radio. Yeah, next Sunday night, Fred Allen's invited me to be on his program. Yeah, that's right. And next Tuesday, we're having Jimmy Cagney. Yeah, Duffy, and Cagney's got that same Irish wit that Fred Allen has. Hello? Hello?